My God.
Every time I get the urge to visit my hometown, I'm sure that all my cousins will try to track me down. My heart says go, my head says no, it's best to stay away. But if I appear, I'm sure to hear all those jerk-offs say,
"Hey, cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey, cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny,
was my cousin, he couldn't make his bail. I was talking to his father, he said let him rot in jail. But I pitied his poor mother, she said I was a prince. I paid his bail, he's out of jail, I ain't seen the fuck since.
Hey cousin Vinny, yo cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey cousin Vinny, yo cousin Vinny,
my cousin Rose got married, she said they'd all be there, and they would love to see me as if I fucking care. They ate, they drank, they danced all night, my cousins had their fill, and when it all was over, you could guess who paid the bill.
Hey cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, it ain't that long, you must remember me. Hey cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey cousin Vinny,
oh please,
your cousin Vinny,
oh Vinny, Vinny, Vinny.
Hey, with your cousins, with your family. Hey, with your cousins, with your family.
Joe Pesci, you are now officially listening to the wise guy and the lady. Me, of course, I'm the wise guy, Vinny DiVingo, and Lily is the lady, and let me take a sip of this coffee. It is freezing here on the east coast of New Jersey in Ocean County. It's got to be 15 degrees, and it's going to get a lot colder. Hello, Lee. Are you here?
I don't want to make you jealous, but it's 70 degrees here in Delray Beach. And it was so nice late this afternoon sitting on the bench outside with a couple of my friends. It was delightful.
Delightful.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, well, I'm just in the house. I'm reading my paper. I'm reading my Italian Tribune weekly publication. It's one of the premier Italian weekly newspapers in the USA. So check it out at www.italiantribune.com. Matter of fact, they're family. They are family. Yeah, my cousin Ace Alagna. But This is Gunn. Rest in peace, dear Ace. Oh, speaking of Gunn, oh my God, every week there's somebody else. My condolences, and I have a heavy heart. My boy Mike Cerza passed away this weekend suddenly. He owned the Dualtown Pub on Bloomfield Avenue. Treated me like family. Getting back to family again. Yeah, Mike, his wife Irene, they were very good to us. Man, I think of that Dualtown Pub, everybody's gone but me. Ernie Fina, my cousin Nikki Spadudo, man, Monty Montabano just passed away. Yeah, we were hanging there in the early 80s, yeah. That's why I told that girl, I'd be right back. I haven't seen her. It's like 40 years. no wonder she's mad at me. But what are you going to do? Got to take the good with the bad. Oh, by the way, I'm going to give you a number that if you're an animal owner, is very, very important. So get a pencil, piece of paper, VIP Animal Hospital in Elizabeth, New Jersey. That's 908-289-7387. 908-289-7387. Getting back to the weather. Lee, do you realize it's going to be 20 to 30 below zero with the wind chill factor starting tomorrow at sunup? Yeah, six, seven, quarter to seven. So that's friggin' cold, man. That is cold.
This is crazy. This is crazy.
I don't know. I remember not too long ago they were talking about global warming. I don't, you know.
El
and Tuesday is supposed to be in the 50s.
And El Nino.
El Nino. Yeah, he's on Broadway and 2nd Avenue dealing nickel bags. El Nino.
Well, that's that dip that they always show on the map, and the dip is really weird.
Yeah, well, seems to be dipping in South Jersey lately. Oh, today, the first issue of Playboy without showing nudity. I used to like the mail call, you know, in those magazines. But, I have to admit, I did look at the pictures every now and then, every then and now. Matter of fact, I looked at the pictures all the time. But I don't know what kind of an audience they'll have by not having pictures in it. I mean, Playboy is known for its centerfold.
But people don't use magazines and books anymore. It's all internet, man.
Right. I know.
All internet and e-books and everything's online.
Well,
even your nudies.
Yeah. You don't have to spend like $12 for a magazine. You could just click and forget about it.
Do you have a favorite site you go to?
I seen a very interesting story on a news just seconds ago. This is why we have to be aware of everything that we do and be on point at all times. A guy on the internet arranged to sell like them Adidas collector sneakers, and he met someone to do the transaction. So the guy had a gun and ripped them off for his sneakers. So the guy, of course, he must have been from Newark. He drove him over with his car. He rode him over, rode over him.
Is that
and,
something? Oh, my God.
Yeah, he drove over the guy. So
that sounds like something you'd enjoy doing.
Oh, yeah, of course. After he robbed me of my sneakers, sure, I'd run him over and then back over him. But the ironic part, he lost his arm in the runover.
Oh, my God.
He should have lost his leg. This way he wouldn't need, I mean, he wouldn't need sneakers. But that's kind of a karma story. And I don't know where to start here. I got so much stuff. What's up with that OJ TV movie? I mean, they're making him out to be a saint. The guy chopped two people's heads off.
Well, that's why we have to continue watching, because, I mean, they've got to show the other side of him. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah,
and
well,
they spent too long on that damn car.
Oh, yeah, they did a whole episode on trying to ride around the Bronco.
I turned it off.
Jesus Christ. I was bored watching it really happen. I don't even think I watched it. I don't even think I watched it when it was happening.
Yeah.
Well, let me see what's going on here. I got all kinds of stuff here. Oh, Monday's President's Day, you know.
Washington's birthday, right?
Well, he was the president, right?
Yeah.
So
yep.
I'm right, and you're right. But
and today's Lincoln's birthday. And today's,
you know,
Lincoln.
They have all of these months, weeks for ethnic groups, and then they go and make George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, they got a split a day. They got so many goddamn days for different shit. I mean, that ain't fair. Give them their own friggin' day, huh?
Do you split yours with anyone you know? I know someone
yeah,
I split my birthday with.
You know, I don't know offhand.
No.
Usually I know right away. No, I don't know. I think there's a couple famous people that we would know, but I don't know offhand.
Yep.
November,
I do.
21st. Who do you share them with?
And July 12th, I share with someone that was on television, the Madoff movie, TV show, Bob Jaffe, who was the Boston Connection. His wife and I were born on the same day in the same hospital. I'm 3 hours older than her.
Well, I'm sure
Ellen.
Nobody knows who Bob Jaffe
Ellen.
Is.
Yeah.
Or...
unless they followed the Madoff story.
Yeah, well, okay. All right. That's
mm-hmm.
cool.
Yeah.
Bob Jaffe must have been one of them greedy people. you know what I mean? I don't know too many greedy people. I know a lot of broke people, but not greedy people.
Well, he
you
married
know,
money
you
and he had
Madoff
it easy.
Movie. you, oh, excuse me. You watch a Madoff movie about embezzlement, and you know all of the families. I watch a mob movie, and I know all the families.
Right, right. That's right. That's funny. And they had an
yeah.
article on how many of those people there are, how many men do that. There are quite a few that have they found Ponzi schemes. I saw an article. I should have cut it out. There are tons of Ponzi schemes they've been finding.
Well, Ponzi is an Italian word.
Figures.
yeah. And, I forgot. My condolences to a very good friend of mine. He put me in business back when I was like 17 years old. And it was a legit business. He used to sell me the high roll shirts for like $4 or $5, and I sell them for $10. But Henry D. Pasquale. He worked in charge with my father, and he just passed away, 90 years old. But they said, what I really liked about him, they said he had a good sense of humor, still making the nurses laugh right until the end. Henry! I'll see you when I see you! Good guy. Yeah, always a pleasant guy. You know, I remember I was like 17, 18 years old. I was working in Charms Candy. in Bloomfield Avenue. And Henry used to, you know, instead of letting me walk to the cafeteria, he'd drive me on the forklift. Yeah, good guy. Good guy. How about that cruise ship?
Sick.
40-foot
wing. I mean, that guy's going to get in trouble, isn't he?
In trouble? I would have kicked his ass right on a boat. Man, I mean, he jeopardized thousands of people. Man, alive. Remember we saw that ship?
Yep.
We went down to see it? Man, it looked like Junior Empire State Building. It was big, man. It was moored right next to the Intrepid. We went down to see it. I don't know. Yeah, we went down just to see the ship. Could you imagine that? Yeah, I guess we're getting old. Our day consisted of going down and seeing the largest cruise ship in the world. At the time, it was. But, yeah, man, that people, that shit was flying all over the joint. They had like 180-mile-an-hour winds. Winds, oh my God, that ain't a wind, that's a goddamn hurricane. Well, getting back to the cold, they say if it is 20 or 30 below, with the wind, it's going to be the coldest it's been in 100 years. Now that's cold, when you start breaking records of 100 years, that's friggin' cold.
Well, you've got a friend of yours that's also from the Northeast that wants to say hi.
Okay, I got a lot of friends in the Northeast.
Danny.
Oh, Danny, forget about it. He's even easter than me.
Yep.
Yeah, he's in New York. I'm in Jersey. And he's far east. As a matter of fact, he's on 3rd Avenue, I think. Yeah, well, he's east. He gets any easter, he'd be in the East River. Danny, what are you doing?
What's up, Vinny? No, Lexington.
What's
I'm on
31st
between Lexington Park.
Excuse me?
Third
I'm
and
on 31st.
Oh, that bakery. You got to bring me some cookies.
Oh, yeah, Veneros.
Veneros, yeah, near Veneros, not far.
Oh, God, send me some cookies.
Yeah, Jesus. Hey, Vin.
Yeah.
Yesterday, when I was telling you about this girl that I met from Philly, right? She's her friend. She's in California. She's from Philly, but she's living in California now, in San Diego. And her girlfriend is a cop in San Diego, but she's from Philly too. But they've been there for 20 years. Anyway, her mother was a Fed. And she was on the daughter was on a cold case. Now, this is what my girlfriend told me. The daughter was on a cold case from San Diego. She went to Newark. And somehow she was traveling through where you're at. And the mother said, do me a favor, when you go through there, say hello to Vinny, to Vingo for me.
No.
I swear to God. And I said, wait a minute. Yeah, I'm serious. So I said, well, what are you talking about? She said, well, a long time ago, I was on a case, and I was staking John Gotti Jr., and I seen Vinny DeVingo around that area, so we started following him.
No, you got to be kidding me.
I swear to God. But listen to me. She said we never was able to get anything on them.
Yeah,
she's retired
now.
Maybe because they knew, you know.
I don't know what they knew. I don't care. And all I know is that's all she said, and she didn't find nothing.
No, you got to be kidding. This had to be years ago.
It was because her mother's retired, so I guess it must have been in the 80s, early 80s, I guess. I don't know.
You were in
New York
then.
I really don't love it.
Right. It really disturbs me that.
Following you, and I didn't know that. I really didn't know that until she told me that.
Really, this girl just came right out and she.
My girlfriend, she told me what her girlfriend had told her, because she knows that I know you.
Wow.
You know, and she told me, she said, you know, her mother was following your friend. I said, what are you talking about? And she told me the story.
You sure she wasn't following me on Facebook?
No. She was following
you. It's the name, Vinny. You're in trouble with that name.
She's seen you, I guess, talking to John Gotti Jr. or whatever you did. I don't know. They started putting tabs on you.
Really?
But they
do
came
you remember
up
ever talking to him? That's the thing.
No,
yeah, do you
I've
remember?
Been here a few times at the Raven Eye Club, but no. But this is going back 30 years ago.
Well, maybe it was. I didn't ask her how many years ago it was. You know, I don't know. Was you talking to him?
I may have been.
He's not answering.
No, because
what was
30 years ago.
If you know,
he might have. Who knows?
Been,
yeah.
He must have been a kid.
30, you must have been a kid.
Yeah,
well I was
30 years ago. Everybody's a kid. But, yeah, that's what she told me.
That's funny.
That is funny because I didn't know anything about that either, you know. And why I'm saying to myself, why would she be following you if she's following Gotti?
Right, definitely.
I'm saying?
Tell her I said hello.
No. Are you kidding me? I don't even talk to her girlfriend. She hates me. Girlfriend can't stand me.
That's that.
That's that.
But
very interesting.
You have that little voice inside of you. And, Danny, you got that voice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Lee, you got that voice, but you don't act on it. You do just the opposite. The other day, I get like four or five friend requests every day. And mark them as spam and usually turn them down. But I seen this girl sends me a friend's request and I accepted it. I mean, she was very homely looking and, Medigan looking. So,
do you look at the profile before you know?
And I tell him he should.
Yeah, because I learned my lesson about that. You know, I used to get messages from these girls, 35, 36 years old, you know, and they start off real nice, you know what I mean? I'm looking for a nice long relationship, and then here comes, I need a phone to call you, you know.
Can you send me a couple of dollars? My voice don't work.
My car broke down. You know, all this stuff. You know, and that's when I tell him, okay, you're gone.
But I befriended her, and 5 minutes later, I get a message from her husband saying, I don't know why my wife befriended you or sent a request. and I said, don't ask me, ask her. Your wife's your wife. Ask her. Say, why'd you send this guy a thing? It ain't on me. And
it's Facebook anyway. I mean, what's the difference?
Anyway,
yeah.
I mentioned that the girl, I kind of felt sorry for her, and I befriended her because she had like three friends, and I said, you know what? I'll just befriend her. And I got a little upset, and I described her. I didn't lie. And I did like Trump did with Figurini. I said, you know, I described her. And some guy who was from Newark with a big hog-looking head says, well, you can't spell anyway. I don't know why you want to be your friend. So what the fuck? What are you talking about, Chubby? You don't even know what happened. I can't believe it. And I really don't want to mention the guy's name. Mm. I don't even want to get into it because his last name is with a lot of our friends. You know, where he could be possibly related to a friend of ours, but he hasn't said a word since I got in his ass because he must have asked somebody and said, look, man, don't fuck with him. There's going to be a problem. And that was that. But it's just a point. You got to be careful on this fucking thing, man. Oh, yeah, my God.
I learned my lesson. Because I was like with Lee, you know, people would send me friend requests. And, when I first started getting on the computer, and I would just approve it, anybody. And then what would happen is my new girlfriend, what she did is she taught me, she said, look, she says, I looked at your friends here. She said, don't you look at their profiles? I said, no.
That's right.
She says, you got transvestites and homosexuals on there. I said, what are you talking about?
You've got everything. And sometimes I've looked on Vinny's and you only see her picture and her name and there's no friend, no info, no nothing. So you know it's a fake. And once or twice, I've even Googled some of his. They don't even exist.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what happened with me, a couple of them girls. See, when you go to their profile and all you see is a picture of a nice-looking girl and just a couple of pictures, no background, no nothing, you know what the deal is.
You know what I used to do? I used to look at the picture, and from having a professional shots done myself, when I look at the picture and the lighting is perfect and you could see it's a commercial shot.
Right.
It's probably a guy. I mean,
probably somebody from Nigeria.
I don't know what kind of a kick they get out of being. I don't know.
Well, you know what it is? Listen, the other day, this guy messages me, all right? He says to me, look, he says, I want to ask you a question. He says, do you know this girl, Aubrey something? I don't want to say the name either. I said, well, no, I don't know her. I said, she messaged me a couple of times. Why? He said, because I think she's trying to scam me. I said, well, what makes you think that? She never, every time I ask her for pictures or I want to see her, she says her camera's broke, her phone is broke. And I said, well, did you send her any money? He said, well, yeah, a couple hundred here, a couple hundred there.
No. I'll send him some pictures.
Yeah. I says, he says, but when I look on the line, he says, all I seen is a picture of her and nothing else. I said, well, what do you want me to tell you? I said, I mean, you just said it yourself. You looked on the line, you see nothing there. I said, what are you sending, who are you sending money to? You don't even know who. He says to me, she can't even speak English. I said, well, that should tell you right there, you idiot. They got these Nigerian scams they run.
Nigeria is the number one country for scammers.
Exactly. And they put these pictures of these women, these nice-looking women, put a little profile up there. And it's a guy on the other end.
Yes.
I told him, look, I got no advice for you. I really don't. I don't know her, and I don't know, he wants to know if she's serious. I said, you find that out for yourself. I got nothing to tell
you. You know what's good? If they beat all of these other people, good. Then nobody will bother us.
Right. That's the way I look at it. I mean, if they want to be taken in, let it happen. I mean, you know, if that's their game, well, go, let them do it. As long
but
as they don't try it with me.
Can you imagine what they get if they do that once a day? If they beat somebody once a day for $200 and they
that's
do
it.
It's
a job.
Oh, man.
It's a business. It's a business.
It's a job. Yeah. And they do it, and that's how there's a lot of these girls on here on
and
Facebook.
And then you've got that human trafficking that's big too. The trafficking.
Yeah, they have big. That too. But there's
so what's new in New York?
It's cold as hell. I'll tell you right now, it's like 18 degrees. But
yeah.
You know, it's nice. I'm right in between Lexington and Park, right at 31st Street. It's beautiful.
Well,
you know,
guys, I have a song for you about the weather.
Okay, all right.
You want
cool.
a little break? You two can talk
sure.
for a second.
Okay, sure.
Here it comes.
Go ahead.
Oh yeah, I love it.
Yeah. All right.
I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold.
Cold outside. That's my
I've
favorite
got to
song.
Go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
D. Martin.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to
beautiful.
Worry.
What's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace.
So
roar.
Really, I'd better
beautiful, please don't
or
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I
the neighbors
pour.
Might say.
Maybe it's bad out there.
Hey, what's in this
no
drink?
No camps to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes are like starlight now.
To break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if I move?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Oh,
baby,
but
it's
cold
outside.
I simply must
but
go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer
but
is no.
Baby, it's cold.
This welcome is
how
been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the
waves
door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
ooh,
vicious.
Ooh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get
but
home.
But baby, you out there.
Say, lend me a
it's
coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
I
grand.
I thrill when you touch my
but
hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty in time.
If you caught pneumonia and
I really
died,
can't
get
stay.
Over that old doubt. It's cold outside.
Yeah.
The big band error.
It sure is. You know what? The favorite one is with D. Martin. I love that song. That one and Santa Baby. Who did that? Who did that? Eartha Kitt or something like that? Martha
Kitt?
Eartha
Kitt. Yeah, she was Cat Lady.
Right. She's the one that did that, the Santa Baby.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah, they were smoking them singers back in the day. Boy, you knew what they were saying, and
I can't take this music today, Betty. I really can't.
They're nuts. They're,
it's not even
nuts.
Music. You know, I don't know if you're into politics or what, but look what this guy is doing to this country, Obama.
Yeah, well, and have you been watching the debates, though?
My God.
Yeah, you know, he wants to take our guns, and he's bringing the Syrians in here. And he's arming them.
Thousands at a time.
You know what? And you know what, Vinny? These people, they don't want to just come here and become Americans. Like our family when they came here. You know, they wanted to learn the American ways. They became Americans. These people, they want to come here and be Muslims. And turn us into Muslims.
Well, you know what I got to say? Now, for instance, and it's in the news, it's been on the news for 3-4 days. They indicted 7 people when that apartment house blew up on 2nd Avenue on the Lower East Side last year. And all of these people were Russians, and they owned an apartment building over there, and they were collecting $5,000 a month rent for each apartment. Where the fuck did they get the money to buy a fucking apartment? I can't even pay my rent.
$5,000 on the Lower East Side?
House.
Yeah. Well, the Lower East Side, Vinny, you know it's not like it used to be.
Well, the building that I used to go take care of business in is getting $5,000 a month rent. And they wanted me to get an apartment there so I didn't have to come back and forth from New York, from Jersey. And it was like $120 a month rent 30-40 years ago. Now they're getting $5,000 for it.
You better listen. I'm paying $3,000 a month right here.
Man,
I got a studio. That's it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, Manhattan's not.
That's
a place
right
to
because,
live.
And you're talking, Vinny. When did I live there? I'm here 10 years. I lived on 56 and First, but there was an apartment building just like mine on 56 and Second. And they were $2,500 for a studio then. And that was 10 years ago.
Yeah. So it's
remember
actually.
Remember the building that looked
like
mine?
I got a deal. Yeah. You're exactly right. Across the street, they're like 5,000 miles, one bedroom, you know.
Here
so,
you can get an apartment for $625.
Where?
In Delray Beach.
Oh yeah, I know. When I was out there, well, you know, in Florida, I remember being in Ocala, and I remember, you know, this person invited me over to the house, and they had the whole house and a little garage, everything, you know, 2 bedrooms, and $500 a month. But this was back in 82, 83.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, you know what rent is going for here in Tom's River? On an average of $1,400 to $2,000 a month, one bedroom or a little house. It's unbelievable that they're going bananas with these rentals. People that can't afford to buy a house are renting now. They said the trend is to rent.
I know, because you know what? This girl I'm talking about in California, she has a house there. And she wants me to go out there and live with her. But I don't want to live in San Diego. You know, I know it's a nice place. I've been in San Diego, but I lived in Huntington Beach in Orange County. I like it better there in Orange County than you know, over there. It's a military town, San Diego.
Oh, yeah, because of the Navy.
Yeah, well, they got everything there. And I really don't like it there. You know, although it's nice, but I told her, I said, listen, why don't you just sell the house and we'll get another one somewhere else? I don't want to live in San Diego.
Join the Navy, go there for nothing.
Yeah.
Be stationed in San Diego.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, Vin, I just don't like, I like being near the beach, and that's where I was. I was about a half mile, me and Lee, we lived there about a half mile from the beach. We used to ride the bikes to the beach. It was so close. Yeah, it was so close. But it was beautiful there, you know, and it's not like here, you know, no people. But you better own a car if you're going to live in California.
Yeah, well, you better own a car nowadays wherever the hell you live, because...
Yeah, you just got your license, right? You just
got
it back?
Yeah, I got my license maybe 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's good, man, because without a license, forget about it. You know, because when I go someplace out of New York, it's all right here. You could take public transportation. Matter of fact, you're better off taking public transportation.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
Right. Boston
know,
and New York City are the best walking cities in the country.
Yeah. But when I go out of state, I just rent a car. You know what I mean? And that's the way I do it. But you need a license, you know.
Yeah. You know, when I was going to Atlantic City Airport to take my flights, I took a cab a few times, and the cab cost double of what my plane fare cost. The cab cost $75.
Yeah, there's no doubt. No doubt about it. I go 4 or 5 blocks, it's like $10. You know, $10, $15.
They're nuts down here. I mean, they have one bus that runs up and down 37 from Seaside to Hooper Avenue to the mall, Ocean County Mall, and turns around and goes up and down 37. That's it. And if you catch it, it's usually every hour. But if you miss, like, from the around 11 o'clock one, you take 10:30 one, the next one's at 1:30. So buses out down here.
Oh, yeah, down the shore you need a car too, yeah, without a doubt. You know,
yeah.
How the hell was you doing it without a car down there, Vinny?
No, I
did a lot of walking.
How is it over there? You live in Long Branch, right?
No, I live in Toms River.
I mean Toms River, that's what I meant. How is it
over
there?
No, you know, it's nice. You know, I mean, I'm comparing everything to Newark. So it's nice. I would describe it as Newark in the late 80s.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, but there's a lot of drugs here. There's a lot of drug dealing. It isn't like Newark where you go to the projects or some shady area. These people always take care of business right at like Wawa's or 7-Eleven, you know, right there. So like if you go to, say, Wawa's for a pack of cigarettes, you could be walking right in the middle of a drug deal and not even know it. So you've really got to be on your toes here.
Yeah, got that bad, huh? You know, I used to work in Eatontown long, long time ago, and there was a guy that I worked with, John Schimetti, his name was, and he lived in Red Bank. Red Bank, forget about it. Red Bank's like Newark.
Really?
I swear to God. I mean, this is back in the 70s, 73, 74. There was not one. He was the only, I'm going to tell you something, he was the only white person in the whole neighborhood.
Well,
Nobody bothered him. You know, it was all right. But
I hate
to
break this up, but there's only 15 minutes, and I have not gotten my horoscope yet.
Okay.
You haven't gotten your horoscope. No, one second. Danny, hang up a minute. Let me see what I got here.
Danny, what month are you? So is she.
Well, I'm looking for Cancer, but we'll get to
gotta
him
get
in a minute.
Our horoscope.
Okay. Cancer, June 22nd to July 23rd. If you need assistance today, all you have to do is ask. That applies to areas of your life, but especially to money matters. Join financial enterprises. Oh, here we go again. I gotta get in the light. I can't friggin' see. That's what I can't see. Oh, here, you can hear me? Okay, we're in the light now. Okay, Cancer, if you need assistance today, all you have to do is ask. That applies to all areas of your life, but especially to money matters. Join the financial enterprise are now under excellent stars and will be quite for some times. To get a
well,
partner,
I need assistance, but not that way.
Well, you know, it can't be right all the time. Sometimes, you know, it strays off. It's quite right when you need assistance, but not, you know, it gets a little shady there. It said financial matters, but
right.
Sometimes the stars are a little cloudy, and it meant to say physical matters. So, you know,
well, you
that,
brought in the financial today with my foot.
Okay. I did. Of course I did.
Do you follow that? You follow the...
Well, we have
I
fun
don't...
with it because they're so... Right,
well,
sometimes.
I don't follow it because usually when I read a horoscope, it's at the ending of the fourth quarter of my day. And usually it's right on the money. Let's see what Scorpio has to say, which I am a Scorpio. You have far too many things going at the moment. If a friend drops hints that need your support, you may feel obliged to give in, but before you make sure there are limits, and know your own limits too. So, you know, it's usually right for me.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I'll try you, Danny. What's
Virgo.
Your horoscope?
Virgo.
Okay, all right, Virgo. August 24th, this is September 23rd. If you are smart, you will get as much work done as possible because you may drop dead by the end of the week.
Wow. Are you kidding me or what? Are you really reading that?
I can't see because of the light. Let's see. If you are smart, you will get as much work done today as possible. Today, so that your diary will be clear for the weekend. Jupiter, your sign, makes you want to work hard, but it makes you want to have fun. So do both.
Yeah, do it both. Work and have fun. Okay.
What are you doing for Valentine's then this weekend?
Who, me?
If you're here. Yeah.
What am I doing? I'm doing nothing for Valentine's Day. I'm sending a card, and that's about it.
That's all I got was a card.
Yeah, well, you know, what am I going to do? I mean, she's in California. I'm over here in New York. That's all I can do, send her a card and a couple of messages.
What the hell
more
can
I
do?
I can't take her out dinner. I can't do nothing like that. So what am I going to do? Give her a call.
Yeah, well, you know.
When is Valentine's? Tomorrow?
Today's the 12th.
The 14th, which is?
14th.
Saturday, Sunday.
Sunday.
Okay, Sunday. I got to remember that. I got to put that on there. Yeah, because I don't even think of it no more. You know, most of the time.
Well, they make
I don't
such
even...
of a big thing about it. I walked into the market today, and the whole thing was covered with hearts, balloon hearts all over the place.
Well, you know what's cool about Valentine's Day?
What's that?
Which is February 14th. On the 15th, you could buy chocolate half price.
Is that right? Is that right?
That's right. That's
I mean,
right.
You don't mind having a big red heart, but they have like all the name brand candies, you know, Russell Stover's all of that stuff. You could get, you know, you could get a $10 heart for like $3.
Maybe I should go to your favorite candy store down here, Vinny.
I didn't know that. I know you like candy and ice cream. I seen you on the video there eating that ice cream.
Yeah.
That Sunday you had, your mouth was all black
it was dripping from
the syrup.
Well, you know, at night...
Late night snack.
Last night I have to, at night I have to raid the refrigerator and hook something up. I put the chocolate syrup, I got plenty, I got like 6 cans of whipped cream. So,
yeah.
I mean, when I was putting the whipped cream on it, I went to go squirt the whipped cream, and there must have been whipped cream on it that dried because the shit sprayed all over the kitchen. It got on the ceiling. It got on the walls, all over
Well, the cats will clean it up.
No, the cat's old. The cat can't jump up there. I mean, seriously, it sprayed up on the wall and the ceiling.
How many cats you got? You got what do you got, one pet?
I got two cats. I got the black cat. I got the black cat, and I got the, you know, the black and white cat. And one's like
no dog.
15 years, one's 15 years old.
No dog.
And one's about three, four years old.
I just lost one. He was 13 years old. He just dropped dead one day. He was, you know, I don't know. He just fell. I heard a bang, and I went inside the kitchen, and he just fell.
He fell over.
Wow.
Yeah, 13 years. And he was still alive, you know, and I brought him to the vet. I bring him down to the vet on 91st Street.
And
I bring him in there, Vinny, and the doctor, I said, here, you know, I said, I don't know what's wrong. I said, but he can't get up. And he brings him inside. A minute later, he comes back and he tells me he died. They charged me $500.
I'm not surprised. You're also in New York.
You believe that? I mean, he did was brought him in the room for a minute.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, we used to take the cat to Angel Memorial down by where was that, Vinny? Down. 50 something Street.
No,
remember, it was by the bridge.
No, we used to bring them up to 50, 61st Street and Harlem River Drive, right there. That's where the hospital was.
There's one there too. But you know, and what bothers me is I give to the ASPC, whatever that is, the animals.
Well, you know, I can't understand that with all of these organizations. They, you know, they ask for donations. I get them all the time. And
they hang
up on me. They'll call up and say, I'm from the Bronze Shields and we need bulletproof vests. I said, I need one too.
Yeah, right. You know, I don't even answer it no more. I look on the call log and see who's calling. You know, I see these 800 numbers. Forget about it. I don't even bother answering.
And the best one is, we're from the Cancer Society of the United States, and we're looking for them. I say, you know what? I'm a cancer patient. I had a cancer operation not too long ago, and I could use some assistance, and they hang up on me. I said everybody's looking for a donation. Where does this money go? I mean,
you know, that's what I'm saying. You know, I don't understand. You know, if you have credit cards, forget about it. You get calls from every organization that needs something.
I don't know. And you know what the best thing is? Online, if you look at a message on AOL.
Yeah.
You get a call 5 minutes later from that business going, yeah, you showed interest in tires.
Oh,
they
yeah,
said, no,
yeah, exactly.
They're crazy.
Right.
I don't know how they do it.
Right. Like, if I was looking, like what you're saying, I was looking at Chrysler, at a car dealership, and looking at cars. The next day, I get a call from the car dealership, asking me if I was interested in the Chrysler 300. I said, "Look, I was just looking through at the cars. That's all." I said,
"You know what
I'm
the
not,
best
I'm
one
not,
is? If you check, if you go to check for life insurance." Or health
mm-hmm.
insurance, you'll be bombarded with phone calls and mail.
Yeah.
I mean, they spend more time doing that. I mean, keep the stamps, and that'll be a day's pay.
Vinny, you know how much junk mail I got to throw away every day? Every day. I mean, I get these magazines and these letters from these organizations, like you said, that want donation. I tell them downstairs, look, you know, if you see these, if you know, see anything from any type of organization, throw it out for me. Do me a favor. Magazines, throw them out.
I get
tired of them.
Every week, there's four apartments here on the first level.
Mm-hmm.
And I live like cottages with eight apartments in each building. And they put the advertisements once a week in front of my door. They get, the wind blows them all over, and I have eight flyers of people. So and nobody picks them up. So at the end of the month, I got like 24 or 36, you know, things of advertisements, and I just pile them up in front of the building. I'm waiting for the management office to say, oh, you know, what's all it is? I'm going to say, well, stop them from putting this shit here.
Yeah.
That was the good thing about Lee's building.
Yeah.
If a vendor came to the building and did not check in and was not escorted up to the apartment by one of the employees, they banded them.
Yep.
From delivering in,
you know,
because
you know about like the Chinese menu bit.
Yeah, you live in Delray, Lee?
Yes, I do.
Marina Delray, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not Marina Delray. Delray,
oh,
Beach,
Delray
Florida.
Beach,
Delray
Beach, Florida.
Okay, Delray Beach. Oh yeah, I'm thinking about Marina Delray.
Half
of you
is
in California.
Yeah, I'm back in California.
Back in California. Well, we're back at almost saying goodbye.
That's
okay.
Right.
All right, Vinny. Listen, it was nice talking to you. And
no,
thank you for calling,
nice
Danny. It's been a while.
Oh, no problem. Nice hearing you. Nice talking to you, Lee. Listen, Vinny, I'll call you again. You take care
all
of
right,
yourself.
I'll see you online.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah. Speaking of Bear, Bear's here. Bear is my black cat. Yes, sir.
And he appears on the desk every time we're Skyping.
That's what my cat was. He was pure black.
Yeah.
Yeah. They called him, I didn't give him that name, Bear, but his name was Baby Bear. And they
Baby
said that
Bear.
He loved, yeah, they said that he loves getting his picture taken, and he... As a kitten, he had my Doberman to look up to, so now he just flops like a dog. You know how a dog just flops?
Yeah,
he does
yeah.
that. And he loves to kiss. At night when I shut the lights and get under the covers, he'll climb up and he kisses me on my eyelids.
Does he? Yeah, my cat
yeah,
used to kiss me on the lips,
eye.
Yeah. Do they does he fetch like a dog?
No, he don't fetch, but you know what he does, though? In
what?
The morning when my brother comes home about 10 after 7, he'll be sitting at the sliding doors for the patio, and he sits over there, and you hear him growl. He growls when he sees something.
He growls like a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine
barks too, but only sometimes he barks. I got to get him on tape barking.
Right. So let's say goodnight to Bear Bear.
Okay.
Yeah,
goodnight,
Bear
Bear.
Goodnight, Danny. Goodnight,
okay.
Lee.
Okay.
Goodnight,
everybody.
Cool world.
And
take
everybody
care
have a happy Valentine's Day, Lincoln's birthday.
Yeah,
day,
enjoy yourself.
President's
yeah
Day,
yeah,
and be safe.
And don't
right
forget, you get the candies half price. Matter of fact,
okay, I'll
buy
remember
them
that
half price, and you just tell your girl you couldn't make it Valentine's Day, then run to the store next day, and you get it half price. You could get her double of
there
what you
go
were going to get her Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I could put a few
thanks
more pounds on.
Thanks for telling me,
her
okay.
I could put a few more pounds on her. I'll do that, Vinny.
Right. See y'all
okay
later.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See ya.